Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, has delivered sharp criticism of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. In congressional testimony, he and others have been warning the government that the two companies are carrying a dangerous amount of debt. Meanwhile, the agency that oversees them has discovered more accounting problems at Fannie Mae. With us now is Tess Vigeland from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, Chairman Greenspan on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Why is he on them today?
Well, this is really just a reiteration of what he's been saying for more than a year now, and that's that these companies are carrying or guaranteeing a huge amount of debt, but don't have as much capital as a lot of people, including Chairman Greenspan, think they should have. Fannie and Freddie are the biggest players in what's called the secondary mortgage market. Banks bundle mortgages together and then sell them to Fannie and Freddie, and then they then in turn sell to investors or they make money on the interest. Fannie and Freddie own almost half the residential mortgage market, and that's worth about $1.5 trillion. But Greenspan is advocating that both of them be restricted in how much debt they can take on to their balance sheets.
Doesn't the federal government act as a backstop for Fannie and Freddie if something were to go wrong?
Well, technically, yes, but actually there's no guarantee that it would. And Congress has historically said, you know, don't count on it. If it did have to take on that responsibility, then what Greenspan is saying is that's a huge risk for the federal government. It could be forced, a la the savings and loan crisis, to spend enormous sums of taxpayer money on a bailout. Now, Fannie and Freddie have argued that limits would make homeowners suffer because mortgage interest rates wouldn't be as competitive. Greenspan said today that the Fed believes it's only the company's bottom lines, their profits, that would be hurt by debt limits, not the mortgage market.
There are reports of accounting problems at both of these mortgage lenders. What about this new report today?
Well, also on Capitol Hill today, at a separate hearing, the head of the agency that oversees these two companies said it had discovered fresh accounting irregularities at Fannie Mae, including some fake signatures on financial documents. Fannie's already looking at a possible restatement of about $11 billion. Freddie Mac had to issue a $5 billion earnings restatement 2 years ago. And because of all these problems, now there's legislation moving through Congress that would replace the current agency, oversight agency, with a new one, more independent, with a lot more power. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll have more on today's testimony.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.